Simen Tov Resh Ayin Se'if Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch continues. One may not eulogize on Hanukkah with the exception of a scholar in the presence of his body. The Ramah adds that one does not fast on the anniversary of the death of a parent during Hanukkah. One who transgresses, says the Mishnah Berurah, needs to fast after Hanukkah to atone for having fasted. The Ramah alludes to the fact that Tziduk Hadin is not recited. The Mishnah Berurah permits it on the day after Hanukkah. Hanukkah does not affect the laws of mourning for a departed. An Onen is exempt from candlelighting. The Eliyahu rules that the Onen's wife should light, and authorities argue as to whether he should answer Amen to her bracha. If the wife is not present, the Prima Gadam says, that the Onen lights without a bracha. A deaf person who can speak is certainly obligated to light Neres Hanukkah. Simen Tov Resh Ayin Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch warns that one should be very careful to light Neres Hanukkah. The Mishnah Berurah cites the Gemara in Shabbos with Rashi that the reward for lighting candles for Shabbos and Hanukkah is to have sons who are Talmidei Chachamim, Torah scholars. The Shulchan Aruch continues that even a poor person who lives on charity needs to ask for money or sell his clothing to buy candles. By other mitzvahs, we do not require one to spend more than 20% of his assets. The Mishnah Berurah explains the reason for this stringency by Neres Hanukkah because it is a matter of persume nisa, a publicization of the miracle. However, this is only to cover the bare minimum requirement, which is one candle per night. The Bir Halacha, citing the Magid Mishnah, says that the source of this stringency is from the obligation to drink 4 cups of wine on Pesach, which is also to publicize the miracle. Therefore, treasurers of charity funds must provide poor people with candles inasmuch as they must provide wine for the Pesach Seder. If they didn't, however, the poor person must go to the necessary measures previously mentioned. The Shulchan Aruch in Sif Beis explains the parameters of the mitzvah to light candles. On the first night, one candle is lit. On subsequent nights, one candle is added every night until 8 candles are lit on the 8th night. The Bir Halacha cites the Gemara in Shabbos that actually there are 3 levels of observance in this mitzvah. The minimum requirement is 1 candle per night. The second level is 1 candle per person each night. Those who want to be even more to add to the mitzvah, who want to do even more to add to the mitzvah, add 1 candle on each successive night. The Shulchan Aruch, who only brings the 3rd level of observance, requires explanation. In addition, the Shulchan Aruch says that even if one has many household members, one should not light more candles than the number of nights that have come. This is the opinion of Tosfos. In contrast, the Ramah brings the opinion of Rambam that each household member light their own candles, and that such is the custom. The reason of Tosfos is that if each person lights their own candles, how will it be recognizable if the candles are in accordance to the number of nights or the number of individuals? The Ramah addresses this point and cautions that each person should light in a separate place. The Mishnah Berurah explains that the Shulchan Aruch is referring to one who can afford the expense. However, if one cannot, 1 candle per night satisfies one's obligation. In addition, if one has only 9 candles, he should light 2 candles on the second night and 1 candle on each successive night. However, if one has only 10 candles, he should not light 2 candles on the 3rd night as well, rather 1. One who does not have sufficient oil should put the required amount of oil in 1 candle and divide the remainder among the other candles, so at least 1 candle will burn the required amount of time. If Reuven has an exact amount of oil, or 36 candles, and Shimon has none, it is preferable that Reuven give Shimon 8 candles, even if, as a result, Reuven will only be able to light his minimum requirement on the last 2 nights. If Shimon is part of Reuven's household, and therefore Shimon can essentially fulfill his obligation with Reuven's lighting, it is preferable that Shimon not light separately and Reuven fulfill his mitzvah in its entirety. If oil is expensive, it is better to light wax candles and be able to add a candle every night than to light with olive oil and fulfill only the minimum requirement. However, the Shaar HaTzion adds that in such a case, at least the first night, one should light with olive oil and not concern himself with subsequent nights, since the first night's mitzvah has already arrived. According to Shulchan Aruch, that one person lights for the entire household, even children above bar mitzvah and servants who eat at the master's table are included. According to the Ramah, that each person lights their own, one's wife is considered like one's self and is considered as having lit with her husband's lighting. If there is not sufficient oil for each household member to add a candle each night, each one should light one candle each night, according to the Ramah, as opposed to the Shulchan Aruch, who said that one should light for all.